Another technology which is used in communications today is so-called spread spectrum technology. If you look at a signal transmission chain, you will see the transmitter, the channel, and the receiver, and some kind of jammer, and of course the jammer tries to destroy or disturb data being transferred on your channel. Now the basic technology behind spread spectrum technology is that select the signal such that the jammer cannot achieve large jammer to signal ratios in the signal coordinates, which can be either time or frequency. Normally, a lot of signal coordinates are available to a communication channel, and only a small subset of them are used at any time. If the jammer cannot determine the subset actually in use, then the jammer, of course, is forced to jam all coordinates with a limited power in each subset. Take the example of so-called frequency hopping, which means, let's take a modulation where the carrier frequency changes or varies randomly. If you want to jam the spectrum of such a modulated signal, you have to jam it by the use of a broadband signal, because you don't know at each time instant, you don't know the frequency of the actual carrier. And therefore, for the very small segment where the actual carrier is sitting, the energy disturbing the modulation, of course, is much, much smaller, because all the rest also, the jammer had to allocate energy all over the whole frequency band of interest. And, as I said, methods, it's frequency hopping or direct sequence spreading, DS. If you look at the topology of a spread spectrum channel, you will see how basically a watermark could be inserted in such topology. Again, you have the modulator, then you have a pseudo-random number generator on the encoding stage as well as on the decoding stage. In between, you have the transfer channel, which in this case is the media or the transmission channel, and you have the jammer, which in our case, of course, is the pirate trying to attack the watermark. And the jammer may have complete knowledge of the spread spectrum system design, except that he does not have the key to the pseudo-random sequence generators. That's the main key behind this technology, is that there are two pseudo-random generators at the encoders and at the decoder stage, and the jammer or the pirate does not have access to when these pseudo-random number generators start individually.